Molech. And the Gemara had a machlokes Tanaim regarding the nature of the chi of Molech, where the Molech is Avodah Zarah and Molech is Lav Avodah Zarah. The Gemara showed the way this machlokes where the Molech, just to be due, Bekitzer, Rashi. And the Gemara had a machlokes Tanaim regarding the nature of the chi of Molech, where the Molech is Avodah Zarah and Molech is Lav Avodah Zarah. The Gemara showed the way this machlokes where the Molech, just to be due, Bekitzer, Rashi understood that this machlokes Tanaim was a historical machlokes, whether the Molech that's described in Tanakh, whether they really believed that that had powers of the deity, and they used to worship it, and if you worship it with Zibuach Kippah Nisach Yishtachvah, will you be Chai Misa? Well, not at all. Molech Lav Avodah Zarah, it was just a Meshuk and a Shtik, it was just a Chuk HaSachem. There was no Avodah Zarah, and nonetheless he Chai Misa. That's how Rashi learns. And the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam clearly does not understand like Rashi. The Rambam holds, of course, Molech what is an Avodah Zarah. That the Leisman Pali. There was no historical machlekes. Machlekes, machlekes, and din. When the Torah is mechayev melech, the Torah mechayev it as a form of avodah zarah. So it's really shem echad with avodah zarah. So if a person violates Shabbos and he eats chaylev and dam, all behelam echad. So he's chayev three chatos: one for Shabbos, one for chaylev, and one for dam. Who is a shemus machloket? If a person is Mechal Shabbos with different malachas, that's also a chiddush, that's a pasuk. I would have thought that in Mechal Shabbos he does Zareya and Koitzer and Dosh and Ma'amer. I should have said it's all forms of Chil Shabbos. So that's a special pasuk, then Chiluk Malachas from Shabbos. That's a special pasuk. So you chayv many chatois. But on Chela v'dam and Chometz v'Pesach and eating on Yom Kippur, you chayv four chatois at Dom Poshur, and Mam Shem is Mechlochim. So the Shabbos here, if a person does Moilech and he does Avodah Zarah, b'shoigik b'helem echot, would he be chayv two chatois? Because Molech is not the Torah of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is one Yisra and Molech is a different Yisra. Should I say no? The Torah was Mechayim Molech, the Torah of Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah increases, lists off Molech and Avodah Zarah as two different things. You see it's Shemus Machlok, and the Mishnah here in Sanhedrin also lists off Molech and Avodah Zarah as two different things, Shemus Machlok. And the Gemara says that this is a Machlokes Satanah, whether the field Molech is the Torah of Avodah Zarah, or not the Torah Sabbath is also. What's the difference halacha l'maisa? So one difference is whether you have one chatos or two chatos, okay? And then the Gemara says another difference would be, what if the person worships a different avodizor, let's say Christianity, is another avodizor, by giving over his children. He gives over the children to some other avodizor in the same form that the Yodbi HaMelech used to give over. So the Gemara says that it's totally zed-zed. And if you hold Melech avodizor, what do you need a pasuk to say that Molech is chavis or chavodah zarah kidarka? What do you need a pasuk for? So it must be that the pasuk is telling me that just like ziguach, kito, nisuch, ishtachvoa, these dalar avodas yechayv even shalai kidarka, and any other avodah zarah, so too Molech is the fifth avodah. Ziguach, kito, nisuch, ishtachvoa, Molech, yechayv to any avodah zarah, even though shalai kidarka. And the Rambam does not paskin like that. The Rambam paskin is that Molech lav avodah zarah, like the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah in increases listed in Morph as Shemus Machlokin, Molech is separate, Avodah Zarah is separate. The Stam Mishnah and Masech HaSanhedrin listed off Molech is separate and Avodah Zarah is separate. Now there's not a subcategory of Avodah Zarah, it's a separate Machai Molech. So that's why the Rambam Paschal, that's how it comes out in the Gemara. Since Molech love Avodah Zarah, so one would only be Chai if he's nice in Mizara or La Molech. But if he gives Mizara to a different Avodah Zarah, he would not be Chai. That was the Gemara. So the Rambam, we started off last week and I said we're going to get to it in a few minutes. We never got to it, so let me just say it over this week. The Rambam and Rashi both point out the same thing, that the Moilech practice that was described in Tanakh, they did not kill the children. The children walked over up to a little fire, however it was. The Gemara has a discussion in the Gemara about the historical background, exactly what it is, but they survived, the children survived. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel on the base talks about, the Gemara quotes Pesukim from Malachim Beis, chapter Yud Zayin, where they used to worship the Sfarvim. That's a different religion. Then they used to burn their children and burn their parents. They used to burn them alive and they would die. That's a different religion, Rashi says. Rashi is around. Gamas b'nei Yisru Kubeish, right? That means that they killed the children. The Rashi and the Rama both say that by Moilach, when they gave the children over, Mavir b'no ba'esh, means that they just walked over to the other side of the bridge, whatever it was, the way the Gemara describes it, and they didn't die. So Rashi proves this. Rashi and the Rambam each prove that this is correct, but each one gives a different argument. So Rashi says, because the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim towards the bottom of Samach Dalet on the base, what if he's Mavir himself, Lamoelach, he gives himself over to the Meshamshi Avodah. Is he Chayv Nisa or not? So Rashi says, what do you mean Chayv Nisa? If the one who's given over dies, if he gets burnt alive, so what is there to discuss whether he's Chayv Nisa? And if he doesn't get burnt, so it's not Moilach. So Rashi says, you see from the Gemara, then Moilach is not supposed to get burnt alive. The children walk over to the other side and they survive. So the Tanoim, not a machlokes, but if he gives himself over and he walks over to the other side, do we give him the Onesh Nisa now because of the fact that he was Maver Esatz? That's Rashi's Halachah from the Gemara, that by Moilach the children didn't die. The Rambam writes differently. The Rambam says, we paskin la'aloche that Moilach lava b'dezor. And this leads us to paskin that Maver b'not b'to l'shara b'dezor is not chayv. And that's how the Gemara said, if Moilach is lava b'dezor, so what do you need the pasuk for? So for the Zorki Darka, so the Pasuk must tell you that Yechayev and Moilach b'no b'ito even to a different Avodah Zorah. That not only is he Luach Kito Nisuch, Yishtach Voya, Shaloi Kedarka, even Moilach also. Shaloi Kedarka. But the Rambam says we don't pass like that, we pass the Moilach is Lav Avodah Zorah. So therefore the Maskon is that one is only Chayev and Mav b'no b'ito only to the Moilach and not to others. So the Rambam says when they gave over the children would not be burnt alive. Leficha, therefore, since we pass in the Moilach lava by the Zarehi, so one is only Chayv and Mav ben Abito to the Moilach. So what's the Leficha? What's the connection? The Gemara says a different Leficha. The Gemara says, if Moilach by the Zarehi, then you Chayv even on Shara by the Zarehi. Moilach lava by the Zarehi, then you're only Chayv la Moilach. That's the Leficha of the Gemara. How did the Rambam make a Leficha? Rambam says, because the children didn't get burnt alive, Leficha, therefore the din is that you only Chayv on Moilach to the Moilach. If you have a benamitu, it's a different avodah zara or not. So the Kesem Mishnah writes Pasha Pshat that if you give the children and they get burnt alive, so that's haktara. So you just did a haktara. So you chayv mitam makter, zibuch kitur. That's kitur. That's one of the dalar avodahs that you chayv even shloike darka by any religion. So what's the difference whether he's going to be makter flesh, or he's going to be makter mincha, is going to mark the wood, or is going to mark the human beings, or mark the alive animals, the dead animals, what's the difference? So that's what the Rambam says, no, the children don't get burned, that's Sfarvim. Sfarvim, they would burn them alive. The Moilach, they didn't burn them alive, they would survive. And therefore, there's what to discuss, whether Mavir ben Avito l'shara v'dezor is chayv or not, because not chayv mitam makter. So the Rambam says, l'fichach, since there was no makter, it wasn't the haktar, they didn't get burned, I paskins of the Rambam that Moilach lav avodah zarah. So lefichach, if you're mavir to a different avodah zarah, say you're not chay. That was the Rambam that we left out last week. I kept on saying we're going to get to it in 2 minutes. The 2 minutes were up and I never got to it. Okay. Rambam says the same as Rashi, but he makes a different connection. Here the Gemara has on some.
I think the Rambam's
Meshitoso
that said that you have to be mavir, that the father doesn't serve, so therefore it would be a shayla of Nisa.
A Ritzicha.
Right.
Rashi
was that only the Kavrun did it, so it would only be a Shliach,
yeah.
And therefore you need the
Chayvah. Right, someone said it last week, I don't remember who, maybe you said it last week, what's the Lefichach in the Rambam? The Rambam says, since they didn't burn the children alive, so Lefichach, Moilach, L'shava V'rizor, is not Chay because Moilach, L'shava V'rizor. Why is it a Lefichach? So the Kesef Mishnah says, if they would burn them alive, it would have been Maktir, so Haktor is Chay. So someone said last week this pshat. Have you said last week? No, the Rambam learns that Mavir b'no b'ito ba'esh, the father himself will be Mavir, he would be moisa to the Avodah Zarah, they give him back his child, And then the father is mavir. So if the father is mavir and he kills him in the fire, says tachmamish ratzeach. So how can he say that you're not chayv by shav avodah zarah? He's chayv mitam ratzeach. Forget about the avodah zarah. So that's why the Rambam says, no, the children didn't get killed. So lefichach by shav avodah zarah, you're not chayv mitam ratzeach, and you're not chayv mitam moel lachida. Because moel lachlav avodah zarah, it's only for the moel. That's not like the Kes Mishnah. No, the Kes Mishnah said the lefichach meant if they would get killed, it would have been chayv mitam makdir. And this is another suggestion. The father would be chayv mitam ratzeach. Because the mamish killed the child. Now the Gemara has about 10 lines from the top of Samad Dalar Rebbeis, a couple of sfeikas regarding Hilchas Moila. It's not so relevant with Manazeh, but it's a little bit, one line of the Gemara is interesting. Boy Ravashi, he has a shaila, what if Hevira Suma Mahu? What if the child is blind? The child can't see what he's doing. It's a normal Mavib Nabita Baish. He takes the child, holds his hand, Mistama, or the Galochim holds his hand, and the child sees where he's going and he walks over. And here the child is blind, so it's abnormal. It's an unusual case. Or Yashin Mahu, what if a little sleeping baby? The baby is sleeping and he's carrying. So that's not the normal way to do Mavib Nabita Baish. Normally you hold the child's hand and he walks over. And here he's sleeping, the child is sleeping. So you're going to have to carry him over. So that's not the normal way they used to practice Moilah. So Rav Ashi is not sure whether you would be Chayv Nis. Okay. So that, the Gemara never is Poshet that. Then he has another Shaila. What's the din of Ben Benoi Ben Bita Mahu? What if it's not a child? What if it's a grandchild? The normal practice of Moilah used to be Mavib Benoi Bita Baish, his own son or his own daughter. What if he brings across the Moilah friars? What if he brings a grandchild? So the Gemara says the answer to the first two questions, if the child is a Suma, blind child, or the child is Yashin sleeping, and he carries him over, that we don't have any sources to indicate one way or the other. But as far as the grandchildren are concerned, that we have a Braisa that says Beferish that yes, that you are Chai. It's a boring detail, it's not so significant, we don't have any Moloch, but the way it's derived is important. The source for the derivation is the Pasuk Mizara Nasan Lamoroch Matam Eloimar, that the word Zaro includes Beno Uben Beno as well. So this is an interesting drasha that the Gemara has. There is a Tosfos in Yevamos in the second paragraph where Tosfos points out that sometimes the Gemara says that you have to, let's say if a man is married and he dies and he leaves no children, not from this wife, not from any other wife, not from a Zayna, doesn't have any children at all, so then the wife has to have Chalitza Yibam. But Nisheish Lamein Mikomakoyim, if he has a child that's Nisiachas, if he has a child from a Nochris or from a Shivcha Knainis Al Pidin, it's not Nisiachas Achro, the child is a Nochris, the child is an Evik Naini, and there's no Yachas between Evik Naini and Yisrael, between the Nochri and Yisrael. But if he has a child, Mikomakom, a Mamzer, whatever, from an Eishasish, she has a child, so that's Beno, and the Pater's the wife, and I even Mana Chalitza. So the din is, what if he had a child and the child died already? Before he dies, the child dies. So then the wife does need chalitza. It depends at the moment of his death, does he have any children or any descendants who are alive? So if he has, even if the child, or even if the descendant dies 5 minutes later, let's say a terrorist kills him and he kills the child. So the child dies 2 minutes after the father died. But at the moment that the father died, he had a surviving descendant, so the wife doesn't need any chalitza. She's permitted to remarry with that. Okay. So the Mishnah says Mishesh Lebein Mikomakom. It applies whether he has a child or a grandchild or a great grandchild, any descendant who's alive at the time of his death. Poiter Rishishtam and Achalitza Menayibam. And even if the descendant, the child, the grandchild, the great-grandchild, even if it's a mamzer, let's say he was Baalei, and the child is a mamzer is also considered a child. Grandchild is a mamzer, it doesn't make a difference. Poita Resishtai, he fathers this woman, it's not necessarily his mother or his grandmother. It could be that this is a mamzer from someone else. It's not from her children. So the almana does need chalitza yibum. So Tosfos points out, and you have, so there the din says, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a child or a grandchild, a great-grandchild, it doesn't make a difference whether Zera Kosher or Zera Pasel, whether the child is mamzer or not a mamzer. Similarly, there's another din, that if a woman was married, a woman is a Bas Kohen, So till she gets married, she's permitted to eat truma. Once she bas kohen kisir liish zar, she marries a man who is nishkin kohen. So he be truma sakadoshim lo teichel. As long as she's married to the non kohen, she's married to a zar, she's not permitted to eat truma. What happens if the husband dies? So it says v'zera ein la, and she doesn't have, they don't have any children. Shabbal beis avir kin nireh milechem avir teichel. She's permitted to eat truma again. So the Mishnah in Yevamos talks about the details of the din. So the din is, it does make a difference whether she has children from the husband, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, it doesn't matter, even if the grandchildren are mamzerim, it doesn't, whether Zerakasha, Zerapostle, it doesn't make a difference. If there's any descendant, whether the descendant is Zerakasha, Zerapostle, that's called Zera Yeshla, and she's not permitted, this Bas Kayin, whose husband was Nishkin Kayin, she's not permitted to go back and eat Truma. And the same thing in the reverse, let's say Yisraelis was married to a Kohen. So as long as the girl is married to a kohen, she's permitted to eat truma. Let's say the husband dies, so she's not allowed to eat truma. But what happens if they leave children? What happens if they have children? So the mother learns out from a pasuk. The Mishnah is learned out from a pasuk. If she has children from the kohen, or descendants from the kohen, then they're machel the mother of the truma. It's considered as if she's still, the husband dies, considered as if she's still living with her husband. And even if she has a grandchild who's a mamzer, sometimes you have a mamzer who's machel his grandmother the truma. The Mishnah gives such an example. Why? Because Bein Mikomakom, whether it's a son or a grandson, a great child, great grandchild, son, a daughter, grandson, granddaughter, doesn't matter, Zarakasha, Zarapasal. So the Gemara has similar. By Yibma Chalitza, that's the din. It doesn't matter whether it's a child, a grandchild, great grandchild, Zarakasha, Zarapasal. And if she's married to a Kohen and her husband dies, she's permitted to eat Truma if they were children or grandchildren, Zarakasha, Zarapasal. And if she was a Bas Kohen who was married to an Izar, to a non Kohen, and she and they leave the Zera ain't law b'shavah b'sevir kinerah, but if Zera yesh law, if Zera mikomakom, whether it's a child, grandchild, kosher, pasuk, it does make a difference. So sometimes the Gemara needs a pasuk to say Zera Zara, and sometimes the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? We know that without a pasuk. And sometimes the Gemara needs a pasuk to say Zera pasul still has the same din, even if it's an am. Sometimes the Gemara does need a pasuk. So Taisa is trying to figure out what's going on. When do you need a pasuk, when don't you need a pasuk? The Taisa says it depends what the Lashon is that's used in Tanakh. That's the same, this Gemara is the same thing. It depends whether it says Zera, it says Bein. Zera is like, let's say you eat an apple, so the apple has seeds. You eat an orange, a pear, whatever, there are always seeds inside. So if you plant the seed, you're going to get another apple tree, you're going to get another orange tree. Whatever the seed is going to be exactly the same as the father, is the original source. And that seed will make a tree that's going to have seeds that's going to, you'll be able to take Zera, 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 Zara also. It's always going to be the same all the way down. An apple tree is going to make apples, they're going to have seeds, going to make another apple tree, the apples are not apple trees, going to make white apple trees, that Seif Kavadar is always going to be the same. But it's only going to be apples. The apple seeds are not going to make oranges or pears. So whenever, so Taisa says, whenever it says the word Zera, Zera means that it's mamshich, the masoira, so to speak, like a seed. So it goes Zera, 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 Zara is included, but only Zera kosher. If it's Zera possible, an apple seed is not going to make pears and it's not going to make oranges. It has to be the same thing. So Zera possible is not, under normal circumstances, if she's going to have a child or a grandchild who's a mamzer, it should not be included in the word Zera. As opposed to the word Bain, it's not going to be, Zera Pasul will not be included unless you have a special Yalfusim Mitak Zeras HaKosov. Ein lo Ayin Olav. If you have a special Drasha, then even Zera Pasul. Ayin Olav, then even Zera Pasul is included. As opposed to the terminology of Bain, whenever it says Bain, Bain means a child. Whether the child is a kosher or the child is a pasul, that's what the word Bain means. And Bain, under normal circumstances, does not include B'nai Bonim. Zera normally includes B'nai Bonim. But a bain means a child, and if you want to be marbid grandchildren, then you're going to have a drasha for that. So our Gemara is along the same lines as the Tosis wrote in the second parak in Yevamos. The Braisa says, Rabashi had three sveikas. What if the child is a suman, he can't walk on his own, they have to hold his hand? And what if the child is sleeping and the father carries him? That's not the normal way they used to worship the Moloch, by carrying the children. He used to hold the hand and walk over the fire with him. So those two shaylas, we don't know the answer. But the third shayla that he asked, what if he's not Baba Benol Bito, what if he's Mava Zaro? So the Gemara says, yes, there's a Braisa. If he would only have the Pasuk, Mava Benol Ubito, Benol Bito only means a child. It does not include, normally it does not include a grandchild. But we have another pasuk that says ki mizara nasan lamelech. So the word zaroi includes even zera zaroi also. But if you'd only have the pasuk zera zaro, you would have thought that it's only zera kosher and not zera pasul. So that's what the Gemara says. And how do you know that if his child or his grandchild is a mamzer, he's also chayv if his mother been beat away? So the Gemara says that you need a drasha for that. So the Gemara explains there are two drashas over here. One is to teach you that Zera Zara is also chai, and one is that Zera Pasol is also kosher, is also chai. Then the Gemara says that the Naisim Mizara Lamolach was only practiced the way they did it, was only they gave children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they wouldn't give parents. The Sfarvim used to burn the parents also, Be'esh, the Psukim say. But they burned them a lot. But this was a different Avodah Zarah, and this was only children, grandchildren. What if he brings himself? What if he's nice and it's Atzma Lamoylo? So that was a Machlokes HaTanoim. What is the source of the Tane that Amoylech who's the Tane of Lozer Rav Shimon? Hever Atzma, I think it must be. Hever Atzma it patur. Tanakama holds patur. Rav Lozer Rav Shimon Mechayv. My time in Ablozer Rav Shimon, about 10 lines from the bottom. Where does Ablozer Rav Shimon get this idea from? That if he gives himself over, he himself walks over the fires. The sky, because it says, Le'motze b'cho, ma'abr bin al-bita b'esh, it says, Le'motze b'cho, b'cho b'yatzmecho. Adrosha, that the word b'cho means b'yatzmecho. And the Tanakama does not hold like that drosha. Tanakama says that that's not what it means. You don't darshan b'cho b'yatzmecho. They don't hold from that style drosh. The Avedin, there is a mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda. Then there is a mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim, mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda on my father. If I have, I see there are two Avedas. My next door neighbor lost an Aveda, my father lost an Aveda. And I can't retrieve both. It's either going to be one Aveda or the other. So the din is that Aveda Saviv takes precedence to the Aveda of the next door neighbor. What happens, let's say, if the Rebbe lost an Aveda and the father lost an Aveda? So then the Gemara says in Bava Tzir that Aveda of the Rebbe takes precedence over the Aveda of the father. It says the Shach writes the same thing, let's say two people are drowning. So if the father is drowning and a stranger is drowning, they have to save the father. And if the father's and if the Rebbe is drowning and a stranger is drowning, you have to save the Rebbe. What if the father and the Rebbe are drowning? So the Gemara says also, you have to save the Rebbe and not save, if you can only save one person, you have to save the Rebbe and not save the father. I remember on one occasion, one of the boys in Yeshiva got married, a student from Toronto. His father was a businessman, so he came into New York, and he used to come into New York for business. He came into the Yeshiva, he asked me, how's his son doing? Yeah, wonderful. And then he said, he hopes I'm going to come to the wedding. Expensive. I'm not going to come to wedding, to come to Toronto to the wedding. So I said, I'll see what I'll do. So then in the middle of the summer, he sent me tickets. I should come to wedding. Plane tickets going to put me up for a whole week. Okay. So I come to the wedding. So they had a bracha, picks me up at the airport, and they drive me to the chassan's home. And we ring the bell, we come in. So I hear screaming from the kitchen. The chassan's mother says, where is this Rabbi Shecht? I want to see who he is. So I got scared. What does she want? So I come to the kitchen. So she looks like this at me, a sharp woman. She says, so you're the one that my son said that if I'm drowning, you're drowning, he's going to save you, he's not going to save me. So I told him I didn't teach him that, did he? He didn't learn from it. He learned that. So he learned it here in Toronto. He didn't learn it from me. Anyway, so the Shach writes in Yerodeya, that did, the Avedas Rabbi Kademes Lavedas Aviv, or if they're both drowning, so the Rebbe, you have to be Magdim to save the Rebbe, only applies if the Rebbe teaches Bechinam. But if the father's paying the Rebbe, he's Chalim, but if the father pays tuition, then the father's bringing them both Lo'olam Hazeh and Lo'olam Habo. The Gemara says the reason why the Rebbe takes precedence over the father, is the father only brings a Lo'olam Hazeh, the Rebbe brings a Lo'olam Habo. So the Shach quotes the Poskim, but if the father's paying tuition in order that the Rebbe should teach him, so the father's bringing them both Lo'olam Hazeh and Lo'olam Habo. So the whole thing usually does not apply to Zman Hazeh. Who doesn't pay Chalim, but everybody pays over the head Chalim. So the Gemara has a din. All of these kedimas, that the father takes precedence and the Rebbe takes precedence, this is only if I'm not involved. I don't have an Aveda myself. But what is Avedos of Aveda Soviv or Avedos of Aveda Rabbi? I lost an Aveda and the Rebbe lost an Aveda. So either I can't save both. Either I'll save my Aveda or I'll save his Aveda. either I'll say my Aveda or the Rebbe's Aveda. So then the din is that Aveda sats my kodemis. My own Aveda takes precedence. Why is that so? So the Gemara thought that it must be based on the Pasuk Becho. It says, Eches Kiliya Becho Evyon. So the Mashmoy says, Becho Biatzmecho. The Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk is, there won't be any poor people by Klal Yisrael. The Jewish people will all be doing well in business. But the Gemara makes a drasha, Kiliya Becho Biatzmecho. You have to see to it that you shouldn't be poor. What do you mean you shouldn't be poor? If it's Avedosa versus Avedos Rabbi, Avedosa versus Avedos Aviv, so Avedosa Kaidemis. So the Gemara thought that is based on the drasha from the word Bechor. So how come the Chachamim disagree with Rav Lozber, Rav Shimon, Rav Hila, Yimotze, Bechor, Ma'ave, Ben Albita, Bechor, Biatzmecha, just like Yidarshim by the Avedo, Ephes, Kriya, Bechor, Evyon, should see to it. You shouldn't have any Evyonis, any poverty by yourself. So Darshan Bechor, the other Pasuk also, Biatzmecha, Zakti Gemara, Nein. There's a misprint here in the Gemara, in the first wide line. It should say Hasam, not Vihasam. The Vav is a misprint. And for the Gemara Hasam, that Pasuk, the drush is not from the word Bechor Biatzmecha, but rather the drush is from the word Ephes. You darshan the word Ephes as if it means a face. Do away, eradicate poverty. Eradicate. How can you eradicate poverty? Chotchi, eradicate poverty by yourself. That's how the Gemara suggests over here. Truth of the matter is that even though the Gemara says over here that this halacha, avidos v'avidos rabbi, avidos v'avidos aviv, shalom kodemes is based either on the word b'chob yatzmecho or based on the word ephes, yidarshim, as if it were written a face, an additional level of interpretation. A face of yainis, eradicate poverty, but the mocha really isn't ganz in a different mocha. The Gemara has in other places. The Gemara in the beginning of Perek Hazel Nesha, the first half in Hazel Nesha, the Gemara tells a shaila, Shnayim Shohem Halchem Bamidbar, two people traveling in the desert, and they don't have enough water to survive. Only one has a canteen of water, and the canteen of water is not enough for both of them to survive. It's enough for one person to survive. If one person will drink the canteen of water, he will be able to live and walk out of this desert. And if they'll divide it in half, they're both going to die. So what should you do? The Gemara quotes a machlokes is between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Petura. So Ben Petura says they should divide it in half. One of them should not see the other one die. I shouldn't be the cause of, if I'm going to take, I have the canteen of water. If I'm going to drink the whole water, what it means is that I'm causing the death of the other person. I didn't throttle him to death, but by my drinking all the water, Mela, I'm going to cause him to die. If he's going to drink all the water, he's going to cause me to die. So Ben Petura holds that you're not allowed to. No one is allowed to. Even though it's Ritzicha B'Shevi Altasa, still you're not allowed to. And we don't paskal like Ben Petur, we paskal like Rebbe Akiva. That the pasuk says V'Chayachicha Imach has the connotation of Chayecha Kaivim V'Chayecha Avercha. So the Ritva in the beginning of the third parak in Kiddushin points out that pasuk Chayecha Kaivim V'Chayecha Avercha is not only applicable to this instance, the case where it's a matter of life and death, either I'm going to live or you're going to live. He says, in all shigudim shemin adam l'chaveiro, whenever there's a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveiro to take care of someone else's needs, the din is chayecha kaidim l'chayecha vercha. The mitzvah, all the mitzvahs of bin adam l'chaveiro are all based on the pasuk, v'hafta l'racha kamaycha. As the Ramban writes on Chumash, v'hafta l'racha kamaycha is the yisoid of all the mitzvahs bin adam l'chaveiro. But the pasuk means I have to take care of other people's needs as if they would have been my own needs. But if I have mamish my own needs, it's my tzorech aveidos v'aveides chaveri. I lost an aveid and the other guy lost an aveid. So I have to take care of the other one's aveid as if it would have been my own aveid. But if it's mamish, this is mamish my aveid. So what do you mean? I don't have an obligation to take care of someone else's aveid to a greater extent than I have to take care. I have no obligation to take care of my aveid at all. There's no obligation to. I have an obligation. That's how they quote from Rabbi Sol Salanta. Yelen's Gashmias is my Ruchnias. I have to take care of the other one's Aveda, so that's a mitzvah for me. To take care of my own Ashokas Aveda is Nishkin mitzvah. Yeah, but still, Avedosa, Aveda Schare, Avedosa Koidemis. Aye, but there's no mitzvah. The answer is no. By definition, the Ramban says. The Oyi Said of the Din of Ashokas Aveda, all of the Dinim of Bin Adam Lachaveir are all rooted in the after the Racha Kamach. You have to take care of other people's needs. To read a Mashiach, to give him a tzedakah, to give him a halvot, milas chesed, whatever, everything that's included in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, I have to take care of the other people's needs, as if it would have been my own needs. But if I have mamish my own needs, so certainly, Chayecha koidim lechayecha vercha. That's how the Ritva writes. So the Ritva uses this melitza, chayecha koidim lechayecha vercha, the beginning of the third parak in Kiddushim, where the Gemara there is talking about the din of Oni HaMahapech Becharora, Boacher and Atolam. So the Rabbeinu, what does it mean Oni HaMahapech Becharora? The Gemara says that that's a scandalous thing, that's an Avla Gedoyla. The Oni is about to pick up a bagel, and someone else comes and he grabs the bagel, he grabs away the Charora from the Oni. He says, Nikra Rosh, it's a terrible thing, you're not allowed to do it. What is he doing? So Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, there's a Charora Shal Hefke, there's a Begel of Hefke, and Kol HaKoidim Zochah. So this Oni, this poor guy, is about to pick it up. He didn't yet make a Kinyan. It's making Hachonis to make the Kinyan. And another wise guy runs over and he grabs it. Before the Oni made the Kinyan, the other guy grabs it. So Rashi says, that's Pshat Nikra Rosh. So in Shulchan Aruch, we happen not to pass from like Rashi, we pass from like the Rabbi Natan. There's a quote to Rabbi Natan. If it's a Charora Shal Hefke, it's either me or him. So, you don't, they don't have, they're not giving out, it's not that they have chararis, not that they have bagels all over the place. And the Oni's picking this one up, so you go to the other table, take a different bagel on the other table. No, there's only one bagel. So then the Rabbi Natan says, there's no, not Nikra Rasha. So the Ritva quotes Rabbi Natan, Chayecha Koidim L'Chayecha Ve'echa. My needs precede the other guy's needs. I have to take care of the other people's needs after I take care of my own needs. But I don't have to take care of their needs when they're in contradiction to mine. It's only an issue of Oni HaMapech B'Charora, let's say, L'Moshe like this, in the bakery, they have only two bagels left. And I'm waiting on line for bagels, and I see somebody's ahead of me waiting on line for bagels, so they have the Kedima. So I say, oh, I gotta leave, I'm in a rush, I have to go, give me the last two bagels. And I grab the two bagels, and there are bagels in the other grocery, there are bagels in the other bakery. So I grab the bagels over here, so I should save myself time. I don't wanna waste time, go to the other bakery. So that's Nikra Rosha, because they're available in another place. But if it's not available, let's say it's a Dovishal Hefker, and it's not available at all. Either you take this bagel or you don't get it at all. So Chayecha Koidim L'Chayecha Ve'echa, that's the klal. In all mitzvah shibin adam l'chaver, that's the klal. The whole Yisrael Adin of, that's the Ramban has like that, and Bob Metzirah, and Ksubisi has like that. The whole Yisrael Adin of mitzvah shibin adam l'chaver is to treat the other person's needs as if they would have been your own needs. That's how Ramban explains the halacha in Bob Metzirah. The Gemara says, let's say there's a koyin, v'hu b'veis ha'kvoris, the aveda. Let's say someone's driving, they're all driving to the mountains, and they're all from Eden, and they have pekalach on top of their car, and I see the way one of the bundles falls off in the car and rolls over into a cemetery on the side, and I happen to be a kohen. So am I permitted, or obligated, or forbidden? Am I allowed to go, a kohen? Is he allowed to go be mitami lemeisim in order to do the mitzvah of Asharis Aveda? The guy before doesn't even know that he lost the Aveda. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to. The Gemara says that it's not permissible for the kohen to be mitami in the Beis HaKvaris in order to do Ashavas Aveda. So the Shad is, but why not say, yes, Adecha, Lois says, so the Gemara says, no, it doesn't apply because midachino nisura mekami mamayna. You don't say that a mitzvah should, mamayna means a mitzvah should be an adam lachaveiro, and nisura means a mitzvah should be an adam lavokam. So when you say Eser Decha Lo Yisesech, Veset Kilayim B'Tzitzis, and the mitzvah of Tzitzis has been Adam Lamakam, and the Avera of Kilayim has been Adam Lamakam. So the mitzvah of Shemar Adam Lamakam is Decha and Avera Shemar Adam Lamakam. What are you going to say? A mitzvah of Ashavus Avera, which has been Adam Lachavera, should be Decha the Yisra of Tumas Kohanim. So the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a coin the Beis HaKvaris is not about to be Mitama. I know what I'm on. Midachin on Yisura, Bikami Mamayna. You're not allowed to, you don't say Eser Decha Lo Yisesech that a mitzvah should be Adam Lachavera should be Decha and Avera should be Adam Lamakam. Why not? What's it's a grias? It's a shvach and mitzvah be Adam Lachavera. What's wrong with be Adam Lachavera? It's also an important mitzvah. So Rabban says no. Rabban explains that the whole Yisrael of all the mitzvahs should be Adam Lachavera is have to treat the other person's tzarachim as if they would have been my tzarach. So let's say like this, I'm a Kohen and my valise fell into the Beis HaKvaris. Am I allowed to be Metami Lameisim in order to retrieve my own Aveda? No! That's the Yisra Tumas Kohanim. So how can you say that you permitted it? It's against Rabbi Saul Salanta's famous Losh. How can you say you're allowed to be Metami Lameisim in order to retrieve the other one's Aveda? To retrieve my own Aveda, I'm not allowed to be Metami Lameisim. To retrieve someone else's Aveda is bigger than retrieving my own Aveda? No! I'm chayiv to take care of the other person's tzarachim as if it would have been my tzarach, but if it would have been my tzarach, it would also not be mutar. And the Ramban explains the Gemara in Ksuvus on Daf Mem. the pasuk says in Chumash that there's a din of oynis and mefatam or tishema. So the din by oynis is lo yisi liisha lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. He has to marry the girl whom he attacked. The mefatam doesn't have to, but the oynis is mukhiv to marry the girl lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. So the Mishnah says, what happens if the girl whom he attacked is in ishu ha'asura lo? Let's say he's a kohen and he attacked the girl who's a grusha. He's in Yisrael and he attacked the girl who's a mamzer. So he's not allowed to. So the Mishnah says, if she's an Isha who asura, Allah said, this din doesn't apply. The din of Laisi and Isha doesn't apply. Why don't you say, Biruya, Isha haruya lo. The Laisi and Isha, Isha haruya lo. So the Gemara asked the question, but why don't you say, Ese doicha lo, Isese, say the mitzvah sese, Laisi and Isha, should be doicha the Laisi sese of Grusha, should be doicha the Laisi sese of Mamzeris. So the Gemara says, no. The Omer, but the Ina, if she says, I don't want to marry him, the only time there's a mitzvah of Lois Elisha is if the Anusa, if the girl insists, this man defiled me, and I'm going to have a hard time finding a Shidduch, and this guy, he makes a good Parnasa, so let him, I want him to marry me, because he put me into this predicament. So she wants him to marry. If she's not interested in marrying him, so there's no, she doesn't have to suffer with the Meshuggah for the rest of her life. If she does, she can't stand him, she doesn't want him, so there's no din of Lois Elisha, she doesn't have to suffer. So the Gemara says, even if she does want him to marry her, but she's a grusha, or she's a mamzeres, and she's an isha asura loy, since if she would say loy be'ina, if she would have said, I don't want him to marry me, nisi le'esekral, the essay wouldn't exist, wouldn't be there. So even if she says, I'm chalashim to marry him, I want him to marry me, you still don't say esedekha le'esekse. What's the beer? Why not? What's the pshat in the Gemara? So Taisus discusses on the daf, Ki'ilu, the Gemara meant to say that it's Epshel L'Kaim Shnein. We convince her to say she doesn't want to marry him, so then you don't apply Eser Dechel Eser. Eser Dechel Eser only applies when you have Kolbach M'shatam Otzei Eser V'loi Sesi. Im at Yochel L'Kaim Shnein Mutav. Im at Yochel L'Kaim Shnein, if it's the Epshel L'Kaim Shnein, then Reish Lakish says, then you say Eser Dechel Eser. So since there's a possibility to avoid the clash between the Eser V'loi Sesi, will be Malamed the girl to say Loi Vino. I don't want to marry him, so therefore you don't apply Eser Dechel Eser. Taisus learned, Taisus suggests such a possibility. So the Ramban writes, he doesn't think that's the pshat at all. He says, no, the Gemara is just saying the same thing that they said in Bov Mitzi on Daf Lamed. That midachina nisura mikami mamayna. The Gemara means to say, if the girl would say, I'm not interested in him marrying him, I don't want him to marry me, then there wouldn't be any mitzvah. So what does that indicate? The Ramban says, that shows that it's a mitzvah bin Adam Lahavera. But Lois Elisha is not a mitzvah bin Adam Lahavera. If it would have been bin Adam Lahavera, why should Balabas say, I don't want him to marry me? So the answer obviously is no, it's a mitzvah bin Adam Lahavera. He ba'avled the girl, he was ma'aniser. And if the girl says, how am I going to find a shidduch? Who's going to want to marry me? I want that mishugana, she wants him to marry him. He makes it by nasa. Some of most women would not want to marry him. But if the girl wants it, then the Torah says, Lois Elisha, he's mukhiyyim bintam bin Adam Lahavera. So that's what the Gemara just brings as a raya. So the Gemara says, if the girl would be moichol, then the mitzvah wouldn't exist. So that's an indication. The Ramban says the whole mitzvah, you say that mitzvah has been al machaveiro. But al machaveiro is midachin and isur, mikami mamoine. You never say esed decha vay sesi.
Why don't you simply say that she's over also? His esed could be decha, his love, but not
Allah. You see the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, you see, it's not so, right? That's what Taisus talks about by the chetzi shivcha, the chetzi bascharin. Whom is she going to marry? Chatziyev and Chatzmechar. So you see that essay. You see that essay. Dechal essay even applies, even though they don't both have the essay. Let's say period review. Only the men are mechuyev, not the women. And still, Taisus discusses the possibility. You should say essay dechal essay. His essay should be dechal essay. The Gemara has like that in Yevamos. The Pashav Shat. The Gemara says in Yevamos that min haTorah chayvi lavin am nesiatmos. It's only exer min the Rabban exer di rishana ought to be yishneh. Why is it min haTorah? Why is the Yevam? Let's say my brother died. My brother happened to be married to a mamzer. So min haTorah he married the Yisra. So min haTorah I'm permitted to do Yevam. I'm allowed to do Yevam. But the Rabbanim is not allowed. Exer di rishana ought to be yishneh. So some Rishonim say that the mitzvah of Yibam is only on the Yavam, not on the Yavama. And the Yisr of the Mamzeres Lisoz on both. And nonetheless, you see from the Gemara that that's not a problem. That the essay of the Yavam is going to be Deicha both the Lois Essay of the Yavam and of the Yavama. That's the Pashup Shat and not Gemara.
So this, in Nagit Kizra, in Jadot Tuvah. So it's mashmah that only he has the child. But if it would be a child question, that there would be no mashmah. And maybe Rabbi Kini would talk a whole lot like that.
Right, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Yeah.
You see, when it's Hefka, is Hayat the person doesn't perform? Because it's my money. I have it. So you want me to give it to you?
I'm not the Sakona. Right. Right, Rav Soloveitchik said the name of Rav Chaim and not Gemara, that it would appear from the Lashon HaBraisa, B'yad Echem Hem Kitu Shamayim, means if one of them possesses the canteen of water, so his life is not B'sakonah, the other guy is B'sakonah, so I'm not Mukhayif to give, but if it will be a Kitam Shamayim Shal Hefker, then Rabbi Akiva would have agreed with Ben Patur that you have to divide it in half, and neither is allowed to grab it to save his life, because by grabbing it, it's I'm saving my life at the expense of the other one's life. Rabbi Akiva just says, in this case, you're not saving your life at the expense of the other one's life. I'm not the Sakana. He is the Sakana. If the Kitan Shamayim belongs to me, I'm not the Sakana. Yeah. There's an essay by, there was a famous atheist, Achad Ha'am. He didn't believe in anything. That's Dhamma, he's been an atheist. So he wrote a famous essay where he talks about this Machlekes or Akiva Ben Patur. He said, how can it be? Ben Patur doesn't make any sense. Dr. Ben Patur and Ben are Christian. That the Christians preach theology, yeah, such a hashkofa, and Rabbi Kiva represents the Jewish hashkofa. So that's where Rabbi Chaim has in his sefer. No, the din should really be like Ben Patura. Ben Patura ben Atamet. And he says, Ben Patura is really right, and Rabbi Kiva is shver. Why does he say Chayevet comes? And the answer is because B'yad Echem Hem Kitush Online. If I have the canteen of water, so my life is not the sakon, right? But what the Ritva quoted, Chayevet comes and Chayechavecha, the Ritva, beginning of the third parak in Kiddushin, quotes that Melitza from the Gemara, he applies it to all mitzvahs bin Adam Machabera like that. All mitzvahs bin Adam Machabera only begin when my needs are taken care of. Take Lamashe Rebbe Kiva Eger on Chavish Mishpat quotes, there's a siman in there, there's a pasuk in Chumash that says when you have a worker, have a babysitter, have someone fixes my washing machine, someone fixes the automobile, whatever. So the Torah says, B'yomah titnu schar, you have to pay him the salary on the same day. You're not allowed to wait till the morning. So Rabbi Kiveger on Chavish Mishpat quotes, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes these in the Hilchos Chiras Pailon, quotes the Dinim. Rabbi Kiveger quotes that the Sefer Achinuch writes that when do you have this din of B'yom HaTikun Schar, let's say someone has a business, and the workers, let's say we made up at the end of the week, at the end of every day, at the end of the month, every 2 weeks, whatever we make up in advance, that's when I have to pay him the salary. So let's say it comes the end of the week, I have money to pay, I'll pay the salary, but I really need the money to further the business. If I'll keep on paying the workers on time, the way we agreed in the very beginning, so I'll never be able to develop the business any further. So the Sefer Achinuch says that the mitzvah of the Yom HaTikun Schar doesn't apply. You're allowed to put the money back into the business. Kiveg effect akasha, why? We have a din that there's a difference between a mitzvah sese and a mitzvah loisese. A mitzvah loisese, you're not allowed to violate unless you have a sakon or a suffix sakon. A mitzvah sesei, you don't have to have so much mesiris nefesh to keep a mitzvah sesei. The din is on a bazmus, all your bazmus is yosei mechomish. You're not mukhif to spend more than one hoim rav. You're not mukhif to spend hoim rav. If it's going to be very, very expensive to fulfill the mitzvah, so you're not mukhif. Let's say a person is going to keep the mitzvah and is going to get sick. A Moshe has a tshuva. Let's say a person has terrible nerves. Person has a condition, terrible nerves, and is going to listen to Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, this will make him absolutely sick. A person has allergies, he's going to eat matzah, he's going to get sick. He's going to drink arbicosis, he's going to get sick. So Rav Moshe has, and it's true, you're not mukhayif to perform a mitzvah deraisa, let's say, to sit in sukkah, mitzvah potam in a sukkah, and the first night mitzvah, we machna is chayv in a sukkah, but let's say he's going to get sick. He'll sit in the sukkah, mom is going to get sick. So then the post can say like that before Rav Moshe Feinstein. The post was like that, you're not mukhayif to do a mitzvah, it's going to cause you to get sick. Why? So he said, that's haim ra, just like you're not mukhayif to do a mitzvah, says if it's going to cost you yoysen michaymish, going to cost you more than one-fifth of your total savings in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So who are the nami? You're not mukhayif to get sick in order to fulfill the mitzvah. So Rabbi Kiveger's Ma'ir Rashaila over here, He says, if the mitzvah of B'yoma Titnuschar would have only been a mitzvah sesei, so I can understand a little bit. He's not mukhif to fulfill B'yoma Titnuschar if it's going to ruin his whole ability to further the business. If he's going to pay all of his bills on time, going to pay all the workers every day and every week at the end of the year, the way he promised in the beginning, we won't be able to develop the restaurant or the shop any further. So then I would understand that it's mutter. But he says, in addition to the yes, it's also a lois essay. So how come the Sefer HaChinuch allows me to violate the law? There's no sakonis nefashis or suffix sakonis. In order to violate a law, don't you have to have a suffix sakonis or something worse than that? So he's ma'ir this as a kasha against the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Pashtus is a teretz in the Sefer HaChinuch is obviously distinguishing between mitzvah shebinar ma'amokim and mitzvah shebinar ma'haveiro. When it comes to binar ma'haveiro, the loy sesei just means lo salam po sotcha means you should be careful about the mitzvah sesei. And the mitzvah sesei is binar ma'haveiro. So that's the din. If it's necessary. If I'm going to make $1 million anyway and I want to make $2 million, make it $1 million profit. So that's not a hazard. But if he's just going to break even, he won't be able to develop the business any further. So then the Sefer HaChinuch says that you're not mukhayif to observe this mitzvah of B'yom HaTikvah with the Lois HaSei of Lo Salam Bu HaSoch. This is a general cloud. This din Avidosav, Avidosav, Avidosav Kodemes is not only based on the Pasuk B'chor, based on Ephes, Afes. It's based on the way the Rit Kor wrote it in Kiddushin. It's based on the din of Chayech HaKayim L'Chayech HaVerech. The Yisoid HaDin of all of the mitzvahs Shebinon HaMachaber is you have to take care of other people's needs as if they would have.
The one that you mentioned before, you showed that over there in Sefker, in the Vota, the case of Aveda, is that Sefker or it's not yours?
My Aveda?
It's not yours, it's not in your possession. You have a choice, you have two Avedas in the bad time.
Mitzich is because we hard by Yah. It's a bigger and a better problem. It's a bigger problem. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. Mitzich is because we hard by Yah. It's a bigger and a better problem. It's a bigger problem. Okay. Then the Gemara continues, Samachem and Alf, the Mishnah is listing off all of the Arbanis and Bezdin, and this parak is talking about Elohein Haniskolim. So the Chumash says that Balov Yedoni are both Chayiv Skilim. And the same two people should have been listed in the Mishnah in the beginning of Krisis that lists off all the people, the 36 Averis, for which Yechayiv Koreis, that if you did it B'Shogeg Yechayiv Chatos, so should have also listed off Balov Yedoni, the Pesukim say B'Feresh, that they're both Chayiv Koreis, so they should have both been mentioned over there, so right over there it's not mentioned. So that's the Gemara's question. Mashnocha diktani Balov Yedoni, how come over here in Sanhedrin you have them both mentioned? Balov Yedoni are both Chayiv Misa, both Chayiv Skil, as it says in Chumash, Umayshna Gabi Krisis, and the opening Mishnah in Krisis, it lists Avodah Zarah and it lists Moilach as two separates, same as here in Sanhedrin. But it doesn't list the Balov Yedoni as two different people, it only lists Balov. How come? Diktani Balov, Vishirei Li Yedoni, it left out Yedoni, it only says Balov, it doesn't say Yedoni. So there's a machlek Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, what's the teres? Rabbi Yechanan says the reason why, Rabbi Yechanan says, why does it say in Masech HaShabbos that there are 39 Ovis Malos? Why does it have to say a number? You'll count them and you figure out on your own. So Rabbi Yechanan says, no, to teach you that if you did all of them, the Helem Echod, you chayv 39 Chatoas, that's the Chiddush, that there's a concept of Chiluk Malos. I should have really considered like a person the way Tchelev, the many Kizetsim of Tchelev, the Helem Echod is only chayv one Chatoas. So if he's Mechal Shabbos by Chorish and Zareh and Koitzer and Dosh and Ma'amer, would have thought it's Mechal Shabbos 39 times over, all Behel and Mechal is only Chayv one Chatos. Rabbi Yechon says, no, that's why the Mishnah has a number 39, Shemason Kul Behel and Mechal, Chayv HaKolachos B'Yachon. So similarly, Rabbi Yechon says on the opening, Mishnah increases. How come it has a number 36? It says there are 36 creases on Mures Batar. You count it up, you see that it's 36. Why is it significant that the Tana mentions the number 36 of Rabbi Yechonon? That if he violates Avodah Zarah and Moilach and he eats on Yom Kippur and he eats Chametz B'Pesach and he does Malacha B'Shabbos and he eats Chela B'Dam and Chela Shabbos, it's Chayv 36 Chatois. So Rabbi Yechanan says, so the Mishnah is only going to list off different Yisurei Koreis that if you'll do it all Behel HaMechad, you'll be Chayv, a sum total of 36 Chatois. Because each one is Shemus Machlokin. But Balov Yedoni, if you do both Behel HaMechod, you'll only be Chayv. If you do Yidoni alone, you Chayv Chatos. If you do Balov alone, you Chayv Chatos. If you do Balov Yidoni, since in the Pasuk of Chumash, they always come together. They always go hand in hand. Balov Yidoni is always in the same Pasuk. So, Hoylish name, Balav Echad Nemru, since the Torah always writes Balov Yidoni together, so there's no Chiluk Chatos by name. It's considered as if it's Shem Echad, as if he ate two Kizaisim of Chelev, many Kizaisim of Dam, Behel HaMechod, so you only Chayv one Chatos. So Balov Yedon is considered a repeat. And Reish Lakish disagrees and he says, true in the Lav, when the Chumash says you're not allowed to violate Ovi Yedoni, Liyabucho Ovi Yedoni, in the Lav, is one pasuk, but in the Misa, it says separately. It says separately that there's Misa for Balov and separately that there's Misa for Yedoni. So Reish Lakish holds that Chalukah de Misa is also a Chiluk Chatois. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Chalukah de Lav, Shmo Chalukah. Chalukah nemiso, lo shmo chalukah. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yechanan holds that the only way to be mechalik, that's how we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's a machalik, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, we usually, the consensus of the later Amoraim was that we always pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says in Acheletz, they were on the first daf in Acheletz, there were only three cases where there was a machalik, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, where in the later generations, the consensus was that they passed like Reish Lakish. But in all the other cases, this is one of the other cases, din is going to be like Rabbi Yechanan. Only Chalukah de Lav, Shmo Chalukah, Chalukah de Miso, Lav, Shmo Chalukah. Last week we gave a little bit of an introduction. We said on the first Mishnah in Krisis, on the Abbeis and Aleph, so the Mishnah says there are 36 Krisis Hamuras Batayra, and the Mishnah lists off Baal Eshishish, Baal Ima, Baal Bita, Baal Achosa, a whole set from the whole list of all the 36 people. So Rashi goes by Riches Yisera. Rashi quotes every pasuk from the Chumash with a Zalava, and this one a Lava, and that one a Lava, and that one a Lava, and that one. A long, long Rashi. There's no Tesis on the side there. There's only Rashi. It has both columns. A long Riches, a column and a half, Rashi quotes every pasuk. And then on the side they have in the tiny letters, the Shittim Kubetzis quotes the Tesis. He says, poof, why did Rashi have to waste this time to quote so many pasukim for? You don't need a Lava. In order to be Chayv Chatos, you don't need a Lava. In order to be chayiv malchus, you have to have a lav. In order to be chayiv misa, asara sasi lav shma asara, you have to have a lav. An essay is not enough. In order to be chayiv chatos, Tosis says there's a gemara in Makkos that says you don't have to have a lav. So granted, this so apparently Rashi understood the gemara differently. Rashi and some other rishonim understood the gemara differently. That you do have to have the lav. And that's why they dug it up. Said this Gemara, the Pasha Pshat and this Gemara in Rabbi Yechana that we pass like him, he says, Chalukah the Lav, Shmo Chalukah, Chalukah the Nisa Lav, Shmo Chalukah. It sounds, Pasha Pshat and the Gemara, it sounds better like Rashi, that in order to be Chayiv Chatos, you have to have a Lav. And if it's one Lav for Balod Yidoni, that's all Shem Echod, and you're not Chayiv to Chatos. So you can't say there are 37. No, they're only 36. Balobi Yidoni goes together. It's a repeat of the same because it's all Shem Echad. It's all in one lap. If the Tosis would have been right, according to the way Tosis knocks off the Rashi, Tosis says Rashi didn't have to work so hard to quote the first daf increases based on that. Didn't have to work so hard to quote all these lav, and you don't have to have a lav. So according to Tosis, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say only Chalukah the lav counts? Why should it depend on Chalukah the lav? If lav is lo malav lo mer. That's what Tosis here discusses also. Tosis presents it as if they have a kasha. The second Tosis on Samach Emet Aleph quotes an interesting Gemara, Shabbos Daf Samach Tes. There is a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish. If somebody's machal Shabbos b'shogeg, he has to bring a korban chatos. Machal Shabbos b'meizit, so he's not chayv chatos. If it's b'meizit, the Eidim and b'hasro, then he's chayv skila. And if it's b'meizit, no Eidim and b'hasro, then he's chayv Kores, and he's not going to get the skiva, but he won't be bring a chatas. If it's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish, what's the din of hizit belav v'shogag bekores? He knew that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. They told him, don't be mechal Shabbos, it's an aver. He says, I don't care. But he didn't know that it's kores. And if he would have known that it's an aver, sheish bekores, he wouldn't have violated chil Shabbos. He picks and he chooses. Some mitzvahs, some averis he's nizaran, and other averis not. So the averis achamuris he doesn't want to violate. If he would have known chametz b'pesach, he wouldn't eat. That's an isa kores. Malacha b'yom kippur, eating yom kippur, he wouldn't eat. Shabbos, mechal Shabbos, he didn't know that that's from the chamuris. He didn't realize that there's kores. If he would have known, he wouldn't have violated it. So is that called b'shogeg? Is that called mechal Shabbos b'shogeg? That is chayv chatos, because if he would have known that there's kores, he wouldn't have done it. Or what kind of baloney? What kind of shogi? This tachmeiz it is. He's a belav. He knew that it's an iser. He knew that it's an aver derais, and he did it anyway. So that's a machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says that that's b'meizit. He's not chayv chatos. He did b'meizit. We don't pass him like Reish Lakish. We pass him like Rabbi Yechon. That he's a belav. The shogad the kares. Even though he knows it's also, but he didn't know that this kares. That's called the shogi. So Tosis frekta kash, isn't there a stira in Rabbi Yechanan? That there Rabbi Yechanan says that the lav is lomalav lo mori. It doesn't matter, even though he knows he's in violation of the lav, he can still be chayv chatos. And here Rabbi Yechanan is placing everything on the lav. Chalukah the lav shmo chalukah, chalukah the niso. Lav shmo chalukah, that's their kash. The avah gavta b'sav periklav godl. Rabbi Yechanan is really shod in the chorus, avah gav shizu b'lav. Yeah, avah gav shizu b'lav. So you see that to be chayiv chatos doesn't depend on the lav at all. So why does he say over here it depends on chalukah the lav? He says, no, Rabbi Yechanan says also like Reish Lakish, it depends on the lav. Rabbi Yechanan just says, Rabbi Yechanan just meant to say, you see, from our Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan also chalukah the lav, shmo chalukah. Tosis is saying, I'll be partial like the Rashi, and the first daf increases. It does, in order to be chayiv chatos, you have to have violated the lav. But they just explained there are two categories of lavim. There are yisurim chamurim and there are yisurim kalim. So anisa chomer heist anisa that has kores, anisa kal heist anisa that doesn't have any kores. That's how the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes that sometimes there's a difference halacha l'maisa between anisa lav and anisa kores when you get the kaporas yom kippurim, whether yom kippur is mechaper if he didn't do tshuva. So the Rambam has an unusual shita based on a Yerushalmi. That sometimes you get kapar even if you didn't do tshuva on kalas, on chamuras not, on kalas yet. It's an unusual. In the first parak in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, he writes like that. And there are other areas of halacha where we distinguish between kalas and chamuras. And Isa Kores is different from an Isa lav. Right? There's a sugya later. The first daf in Elohena Nechnok, and Pei Dalet of the base, and Pei Hem and Aleph. The Gemara has a wild idea. It's a question whether it's a masjid. whether it's only a hava mina, which is absolutely nidche, or it remains lemaskana. So a group of rishonim there say no, this is the maskana, that there is a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon by davar she'ein miskaven, whether it's mutar or rosa. Rabbi Shimon holds davar she'ein miskaven as mutar. Davar she'ein miskaven means like this. I'll open the door to the refrigerator. I know that the bulb may or may not go out. Some people take out the bulb in the refrigerator, some people don't. Some by someone else's house. I don't know exactly how observant they are. So they may have a bulb. By opening up the door, the bulb may go out. It may not go out. I don't know. Or any case like that. I know that doing something may... I want to do a davar hamutar, and that may cause a davar ha'asa to occur. I couldn't care less about the davar ha'asa, but it's not a psikration, it's not about dois. I know in advance that by doing A, B will follow. It's not about dois, it's a suffix. I don't know either it's a suffix how things will develop, or it's a suffix l'shavar. It's also called a suffix. So that's called a davar she'ein miskaven. So that's a machlokes ha'tanai. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is suffix deraisa l'chumra. You're not allowed to do it. If you know in advance that it may or may not bring about a malach, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda even says it by Anisa de Rabbanon, and also he holds a dav she'ein miskaven as also. Not only suffix deraisa l'chumra, even myself, it's worse than a suffix deraisa. Since he knows in advance, maybe Anisa, so even by the Rabbanon, he's not allowed to do it. And we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That if it's a dav she'ein miskaven, the din is that it's mutar. So the Gemara says at one point over here, on Teidalad of the base, Dovah Shein Miskavi Mutar, Reb Shimon Shita is only by Shatnas, is only by Mechabe Eish Ala Mizbeach, is only by what else, what other cases, by Yontif, only by Chavi Lavin. But by Chavi Krisis, Yisurim Chamar, by Chavi Krisis, Dovah Shein Miskavi is also. That's a big question in Rishonim, does that remain Lamaskana? One line in Shas. In Gan Shas, the topic of Dav Shevet Khan comes up so many times, 20 times, it never says this. Right? In Beitza it does say it also. It sounds like it says it in Masechet Beitza also. But the only place where it says it explicitly is over here. The Dav Shevet Miskaven, Rav Shimon says only Muta by Isurim Kalim, by Chavi Lavin, and by Chavi Krisis he wouldn't say. So some Rishonim hold it, Tosis and Iran hold it, that's the Maskana. Iber Rav Shimon says it by Shabbos also. So Tosfos goes into a long dissertation to explain why. It gets very complicated, very unusual shittas over here. The Tosfos and the Ran and Pehei are very unusual shittas because they took this Gemara literally. They took the Gemara Kepshuta, that the Dovah She'ein Miskaven we distinguish between Chavi Lavin and Chavi Krisis. The Chavi Krisis is Chamuris, and it's a different category of an Isser, and it's governed with different rules and regulations. So similarly over here, that's apparently what Rabbi Yochanan says in Shabbos on Daf Samach. That's how we pass him. If the person was shogag b'lav, he's it b'lav shogag b'kores. He knows you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, but he didn't realize that the punishment is going to be kores. So Rish Lakish says it's b'mezid. So he was mechal Shabbos mezid. It's not going to help achatas. And we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that he does bring achatas. Why? It's a different category of a lav, Tosfos says. A lav sheyesh b'koris and a lav shein koris. It's not stam that he didn't know about the oynish. No, it's considered a different chaloshem of a lav. This is an isa kal, and this is an isa chomer, and you have nafkaminas ladina by dov shein miskaven, by kapar yom kippur, maybe other nafkaminas as well. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. If he's it b'lav, the shogak b'koris, that means that it's shogak b'lav. He didn't really know about the lav. And Tosfos insists, you see, from our sugya, the Rabbi Yochanan holds chaluka, the lav, shmo chaluka, balov, you'd only appear in chumish in one lav, and therefore there's no chiluk chatoz b'neyem. You see, the Rabbi Yochanan also agrees with Reish Lakish and Shabbos Dav Samach Tes, and in order to be chayv achatos, you have to have violated a lav. The lav is mechayv and achatos. Rabbi Yochanan just said over there that this is a different category of a lav. A lav sheyesh b'koris, and he didn't realize that it has koris, it's like he wasn't even aware of the whole lav. Since he didn't know that this chorus, he didn't know that that he's in violation of this lav chomer. So that's the shaila nachamal. That's the question that the Gemara poses. How come over here in Sanhedrin, you have listed off as two different people that both chayiv skila balov and Yidonia both chayiv skila pasuk chumish, and there in creases that both chayiv chorus also. So they should both be chayiv chatz. How come they're not both listed? Rabbi Yochanan answers, that Mishnah says the number 36. Shloshim Mishes Krisis Hamuiz Batar. What's the significance of the number that if he did all 36 Behelim Echad, he chayv 36 Chatois? So Rabbi Yochanan says that's why he doesn't say 37. And it doesn't list Balov Yedoni separately because it's all Shem Echad. Since in the Lav it's listed together, and the Lav is what's Kaveh, that there's a Chiyav Chatois. So that's why if you'll do Yedoni alone, you'll be Chayv Chatois. If you do Balov alone, you're Chayv Chatois. But if you do Balov Yedoni together, you won't be Chayv two Chatois, you'll only be Chayv one Chatois. So that's why the two are not mentioned over there. I said, why did the Mishnah Chap on Balov? Could it just as well Chap on Yedoni? Increases. So Rabbi Yochanan says, because that's the way it always says in Chumash, in Tanakh, whenever it says the, these are there, it's put together, so it always says Balov first and then Yedoni. So the Mishnah chaps on the first one. Who had the Nami? The Mishnah could have just as well written Yedoni and left out Balov. That's Rabbi Yochanan's sheet. I mean, Shlokish, whose opinion is not accepted over, he says, no, there's a different reason why it doesn't say Yedoni there. In order to be Chayev Chatos, in order to be chayv misa, we discussed. In order to be chayv misa, there is no rule that a lav she'ein bo maisa, there's no chayv misa. In order to be chayv malchus, there's a machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish and machloikis amaroim. What a lav she'ein bo maisa chayv malchus are not, and we pask in potter. Lav she'ein bo maisa is not chayv malchus. In order to be chayv chatos, there's a rule. Who's chayv chatos? Whoever violates an aver b'shogig, which if he would have done it, it would have been chayv koris. If he does b'shogig, he's chayv chatos. There's a rule. So part of the rule is he has to do the Avera, Yesh Bo Maisa. If he does Eim Bo Maisa, you're not Chayv. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, At Pesach Na Milo, you're not Chayv Chatos, because Eim Bo Maisa. Pashem Shem. So now, Rish Lokish, but in order to be Chayv Misa, there is no general rule. The Torah says that Boal Eish Yisish is Chayv Misa, Mechal Shav is Chayv Misa. There is no general rule. Each case is separate. So the Torah says, Balov is Chayv Misa, Yidon is Chayv Misa. Can't ask any kashas, Ait Zayn Bo Maisa, Yesh Bo Maisa. What's the difference? Mekadef is Chayv Misa, Mekal Lov Yima is Chayv Misa. You see, even though it's Zayn Bo Maisa, there's no problem. There is no rule. We discussed last week, there is no such halacha. There's a Mishnah later on, Samach Zayin and Aleph, by Mechashev. Mechashev, Eloi Sechayev. One of those Kishav is Chayv Misa. So the Mishnah says only if Osa Maisa, Veloha Och is Esayinai. So we mentioned last week that the Ramah and the Tshuva of Ramah writes, it's printed on the side of the Yerideya, the second Chelik Yerideya. So the Ramah and the Tshuva write such a strange lashon that you only chayv misa, it's a rule. You only chayv misa of asa maisa, floy asa maisa. It's not only a rule on daf samaglan, it's a rule in all the arba misa's bezin. You have to have yesh bo maisa. So the Pashta says that it's not so. You have the Megadev and the Kalalovi Imoi. All these people are in Balov, no one ever raised an issue. The Pashto says the Mishnah means a local din in Kishuv. If Osa Maisa means that through his Koyach HaKishuv, he made the wall fall down, or something like that. So that's Osa Maisa, but if he just made he caused an optical illusion by putting on lights, that people thought that the wall fell down, but nothing happened. It's Loy Osa Maisa. So that's not called Kishuv? If he just does a sleight of the hand magic trick, so he didn't really do anything. So that's by definition, it's not called kishuv. That's what it means. Also, ma'aseh chayv lo also ma'aseh is not chayv. It's a special din in the definition of kishuv. It's not a din lav she'ein bo ma'aseh is not chayv misa. So that's what Rish Lakish says over here. Our Mishnah is talking about chayv misa. It's in the middle of Sanhedrin Arba Mises Nimsru Lebezin. So there's no difference whether yesh bo ma'aseh ein bo ma'aseh. So Balov Yedoni are both Chayv Misa. There's no requirement for Yesh Bo Maisa. But the Mishnah increases, he's talking about Chatos. And the Mishnah says, HaPesach Nahamila is not Chayv Chatos, because no, it's B'Shevi Al-Taseh. He violates the Pesach by not bringing Pesach. He violates Mila by not performing the Bris Mila. So if an Aver Shein Bo Maisa, you're not Chayv Chatos for. So that's why the Mishnah didn't mention Yedoni, because the nature of the Aver is such that it's Shein Bo Maisa. That's where Shlokish is, Zemo Mais. Frek the Gemara. But the Mishnah there increases, has a Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and a Chachamim regarding Megadev. It says in Chumash, Es Hashem hu Megadev and Ichrusa. One is Megadev, is Chayev, Koris. So what if someone is Megadev? What does Megadev mean? When the Pasuk says Megadev is Chayev, Koris. So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Here, Rashi refers to it here. The eight lines from the bottom of Samach Dalar on the base. The Rashi and Samach Dalmeis tells you to look increases Dav Zayin on the base, but there's a Machlekes Satanoim. Or the Megadif means Ha'oivet Avodah Zarah. Megadif probably means that he did something by speaking. So how does the Ovid Avodizor by speaking? So Rashi says, Meshara Avodizor. He sings, he's in the choir in the church choir. He prays to the Avodizor. His Ovid, Megadif means Ovid Avodizor, that's what the Pasuk means in Chumash. Oh no, Megadif means what we know, Megadif means Mekalalas Hashem. We learned the whole Sugi Megadif earlier. So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim, how do you read that pshat in the Pasuk? When it says, Hashem hu Megadif in Nichuso, some Tanaim hold that there's no chorus by Megadif as Hashem. The Megadif that we spoke about, one is Mekalal as Hashem. There's no chorus. When it says the Chumash as Hashem, who Megadif Nichus, it means Ovid Avodizor is Chayv chorus. But it doesn't mean that Megadif as Hashem, Mekalal as Hashem is Chayv chorus. Machlekes HaTanaim. The Gemara there has the Machlekes explicit, spelled out explicitly, increases the Zayin on the base. So one Braisa has the Machlekes spelled out explicitly. One Tana says Megadif as Ovid Avodizor. The other one says Mevarech as Hashem. Then the other Braisa has the Machlokes Birimiza, Belosha Nikiya. So one Tana, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, with another Tana, Rabbi Akiva, I forgot it. So one Tana says, it's a Moshal Amadav Adoyma, if someone will comment about someone else, Giref es Hakaira Bechisebo. Some people, when they finish eating, so they enjoy the food so much, so they take the fork and the spoon and they're scraping on the bottom of the plate. So sometimes if you have a wooden plate, if you scrape part of it off, you scrape out half of the plate, so they'll be missing part of the plate. And sometimes the person is girifes hakaira, he scrapes in the bottom, but lo chisepo, and he doesn't. Our dishes, you can scrape all you want. You have china dishes with glass coating, so you're not going to scratch out any part of the plate. So the Gemara says these two mishalim. Moshal Amad, when it says Hashem Hu Megadif Benichrusas, one time it says, I forgot the Loshan Agmar, like Moshal Amad Avadayme, Lodim Shigirif Es Hakar Vechisid Badova. One says, no, it's Moshal Girif Es Hakar Vechisid Badova. So this, the Gemara says, this is the same Machlek Yisatanayim, where the Megadif refers to Mekalalas Hashem or refers to Ovid Ovid Izor. And which corresponds to which? And which one is which? So that's a machlekes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel over there. So Rashi, I think, writes on the Gemara, Mekadif es Hashem, what is Mekalov? That's worse. If he deems Avodah Zarah, so the Rabbeinu Shalom laughs in it. But Mekadif es Hashem, he curses Hashem, that's like chisebo. That's like scraping the plate and scraping out half of the plate. Avodah Zarah, the Rabbeinu Shalom is used to it already. He doesn't get excited about it. That's like Yirif es Hakar or like chisebo. And Rabbeinu Hananel learns pshat. Rabbeinu Hananel has a totally different gear. The Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is l'shitaso of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah makes the statement over here. So Rabbeinu Hananel on the side of the Gemara there has the whole gear differently, everything fakir, and he says no. One who curses is Hashem. That's a joke. That's like one who scrapes the bottom of the plate. Nothing. Avodah Zarah. That's worse. Worshipping Avodah Zarah. That's like chisebo. Two girsas. The Rishonim had two girsas in the Gemara. When the Tanoi presented this same machlekes, where there was Hashem who megadif, that pasuk. Read that pasuk in Parshas Pinchas.
Shlach
by Avodah Zarah that Yechai v'achatos. So when the pasuk says Hashem who megadif, does it refer to Avodah Zarah? Does it refer to Mekalalas Hashem? So again, the one Braisa presents the Machloikis in clear terms, and the other Braisa gives it in a mashal. So in the mashal, there are two girsas in the Gemara, which mashal corresponds to the Avodah Zarah? Chisebo, aloi chisebo. And which mashal corresponds to the Mekalalas Hashem? So there the Mishnah has like this. There the Mishnah has a Machloikis Rabbi Akiva Nachacham. The first Mishnah increases. So the first one is speaking is Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says later in Sanhedrin that Stam Mishnah is Rab Meir, and Stam Tosefta is Rab Nechemi, and Stam Sifro is Rab Yudin, and Stam Sifre is Rab Shimon. The Kula, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. The Rav Talmid of Rabbi Akiva, and everything is usually Stam like Rabbi Akiva. So this first Mishnah increases, starts off with Rabbi Akiva. And it says there are 36 creases, and Yechayv Chatas on all of them, and the two exceptions to the rule of Pesach Hamila. And if you did all 36, Yechayv 36 Chatas, even though you did it Be'al HaMelech. And then it says, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. He comes first, everything is Alibi Rabbi Akiva. Then Machacham and Maimrim, no, only 35. The 36th one, the Megadev, not Chayv Chatas, because it's Ein Bo Mais. So it's a machlokes hatanaim, whether is there such a rule or not, that in order to be chayv chatas you have to have yesh ba maisa, maybe bechlal there is no such rule. So Frank the Gemara Akasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the reason Rabbi Yechanan says the reason why the Mishnah in Kresis doesn't mention both Balo V'Yedoni is because if you do it Behelam Echad, you won't be Chayiv separately on Balov and separately on Yedoni. It's basically Kulam Shneim Balav Echanem. So it's a repeat. It's Shem Echad, it's a repeat of the same Averi. You won't be Chayiv Tu Chatos. But whether you do Balov alone or you do Yedoni alone, you won't be Chayiv. You won't be Chayiv Chatos. And Reish Lakish says wrong. The Mishnah left out Yedoni on purpose, because Yidoni is Embo Maisa. Embo Maisa, you're not Chayiv Chatos. Balov is Yeshmo Maisa, Yidoni is Embo Maisa. Frank the Gemara over here, what do you mean? Yidoni is not Chayiv Chatos, Embo Maisa. But the first time in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that you don't need a Maisa. Rabbi Akiva holds that a Megadev is Chayiv Chatos, even though it's Embo Maisa. So what are you telling me that the reason why the Mishnah left out Balov, the reason why the Mishnah left out Yidoni, is because Ein Bo Maisa, but the Mishnah goes Alibi Rebbe Akiva, and it says that the Megadev is Hashem is Chayiv Chatos, even though it's also Ein Bo Maisa. So how does Reish Lakish read the Mishnah? Where's the Gemara's Kasha? Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara about 10 lines from the top of Samachei Meral. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, my time Alei Omer Kireish Lakish. Why does Rabbi Yochanan this? What prompts Rabbi Yochanan to disagree with Reish Lakish? Says he's wrong. Reish Lakish is wrong. Amalach Masis in the Kiris is Rabbi Akiva. The Amalach Bina Mais in the Mishnah starts off in Kiris is like Rabbi Akiva. Then the last line says, Vachacham, Divi Rabbi Akiva, then it says, Vachacham in Maimrim, Afa Megadev is Potter. The Mishnah lists off the 36 Kiris. Then he says, Bapesach Amilo inat Chayt Chat Chazem Amaisa, Divi Rabbi Akiva, Chacham in Maimrim, the same, not only Pesach Amilo, Megadev is also Eim Amaisa. But the first time in the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva holds that even though it's only Ayyidei Dibur, you don't need Yesh Bamaisi. See, Pesach and Mila is only a mitzvah sesek, and it's mamish b'shevi al-tasa. It's an avera by abstaining from doing something. All the others did an avera. It did an avera b'kum v'yaseh, but it's an avera shein bamaisi. Pesach and Mila is mamish, there's no avera b'kum v'yaseh at all. So that everybody agrees that you're not chayv chatas, but Pesach and Mila. So the Mishnah says, Chutz min ha-Pesach ha-min ha-mila inat chayv chatos di Rebbe Akiva. Chacham amam, hafa negadev is also, negadev is the same as Pesach ha-mila. Even though they are there, it's b'kum li-yaseh, but it's ain't bo ma'isa. So you're not chayv. So frek Rabbi Yechanan ha-Reish Lakish, how can you tell me that the reason why the Mishnah increases doesn't mention Yidoni at all, because Yidoni is ain't bo ma'isa, but it's still a kum li-yaseh. It's not an aver by omission. It's not the same as Pesach ha-mila. It's a kum li-yaseh, but it's ain't bo ma'isa. And the Mishnah holds, the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva, that Megadev is Chayv Chatos. So let Yidoni also be Chayv Chatos. The Hemfet Reish Lakish, Rabbi Akiva doesn't say that you don't need Maisa at all. No, Rabbi Akiva is also masking with the rule that Alav Shem or Maisa, you're not Chayv Chatos. He just argues with the Chachamim, how much of a Maisa do you need? So Rabbi Akiva says, Megadev has enough of a Maisa. Yidoni has less. Yidoni is less of a maisa than Megadev, says mamish ain't bo maisa. So even Rabbi Akiva is maskim. That's what Reish Lakish claims. Even Rabbi Akiva would say that you're not chayv chatos. It's min hakatzah lakatzah over here. Reish Lakish holds that even according to Rabbi Akiva, Yidoni is not chayv chatos. Rabbi Yochanan holds even according to Rachachamim, Yidoni is chayv chatos. Opposite from each other. The Mishnah records the machlokes. The first Mishnah increases. Records the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rachachamim. Whether Megadev b'shoigeg is chayiv chatos or not. Rabbi Akiva says, yes, you're chayiv chatos. The Chachamim say, no, it's ain't bo maisa, not chayiv chatos. So what's the story with Yidoni? So Reish Lakish says, Yidoni is so much ain't bo maisa, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Megadev is chayiv chatos, that's because Megadev is speaking. Since he does the aver of the dibur, that's called yesh bo maisa. And Yidoni is even less than that. Yidoni is ein bo maisa. Even Rabbi Akiva would say that you're not chayiv chatos. And Rabbi Yochanan holds punkt faker. Even Aliba de Rabbanon, who say that Megadev is not chayiv chatos, no, Yidoni is yesh bo maisa. You would be chayiv chatos if you do Yidoni alone b'shoig. But if you do balo v'yidoni together, that's shem echot. So if you do shem echot, you repeat the same aver many times. That's like eating five kizaysa chayla ve'elam echot. You want to chayv one chatos. Balo v'yidoni is a repeat. That's what the Gemara explains. Machlegs of Yechanan Reish Lakish, min hakatzah l'hakatzah. Is Yidoni less Maisa than the Gadef, or Yidoni is more Maisa than the Gadef? That's how the Gemara presents. Okay. Then the Gemara... Then the Gemara got involved a little bit, won't go through the whole Shakla Vatari. The Gemara is, gets involved in the Pasuk Chay V'Chever. Chay V'Chever is also Chay V'Nisa. Was it the Gitton? What exactly did he do, Chay V'Chever? So the Gemara quotes it in, somehow with the Koyach of Kishuv, he succeeds in gathering animals together, whether Chever Gadol or Chever Katon. Whether he gathers together lions and tigers and bears and cows and reindeer, that's chayes adayim is gedolos. A chever katan, he succeeds in getting snakes and bugs and ants and flies joined together. That's an iser. Afila nechashim v'akravdim. Even if he's afraid they're going to bite him, even if he wants to get them away from the yishuv, Rashi points out, he doesn't want that they should be mazik people. This is an Iser, and you're not allowed to do it. Unless it's mamish suffix sakonis nefashis. If there's a suffix sakonis, so you're allowed to violate whatever. You're allowed to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. You're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. You're permitted to eat chametz b'Pesach. The only thing you're not allowed to do is have it. It's regular rice and shvichas damit. If there's a real suffix sakonis, Rashi writes, the last line, second line from the bottom. But kagon shein rotzen macharav, these animals are not chasing after him to kill him. If you have an instance of pikuach nefesh, then fashteitzach it's mutter. But if there's not pikuach nefesh, then the Gemara seems to say that the Gemara is kemat beferish. Amar Abaye, hilchaheim on the tzomit zibur b'akrav, the five lines from the bottom. If you gather together, you succeed in getting all of the animals to join together, even though your intention is abkav to machaven the loleisku. You don't want that. Your intention is they shouldn't be mazik people, but it doesn't seem that there's any sofik sakana. They'll bite people and they'll get a little bit sick, but no one will die. There's no sofik sakana. So he says, in such a case, it's an isa. That's an isa of chay v'chev. Then the Gemara continues to discuss, and what about the other isurim and on a base? This is a diversion. This is not the main theme. The main theme of this daf is the baloi v'ti yedoni v'ti yesh b'mais v'ti yedoni. And on a base, the Gemara goes a little further. What's losa nachashu v'losa onenu? What does that mean exactly? So nichush is any kind here. The left two lines on the daf. Tana Rabbanon on Samachem Beis. Losa nachshu menach is there. I'm a pita nochla mipiv. He was eating a sandwich and the bread fell out of his mouth. So he says, "Oh, I'm going to lose my panosa. He's going to get sick or something like that." And therefore he has to run to do something to change his mazel. Or mako nochla miyodo. You know, Korilo, whatever. He was driving his car and a deer ran into the car. And he says, "This is a simon that whatever." So a person takes these narishkeit, a black cat, whatever, a black cat runs in front of you. You go under a ladder, whatever. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't walk under a leaning ladder if it's a little shaky, if there's a little sakana, and you are relying, I'm such a big tzaddik. I have so many mitzvahs, my son told me I have so much schuz, so the schuz of my mitzvahs will be megin on me. So then the Gemara says, so the Bez Hashan Maila opens up your books to investigate to see whether you really deserve it. That means to walk under a ladder that's a suffix sakana, but if there's no suffix sakana, the ladder never fell. It's a ladder that never fell. So what's wrong with walking under a ladder? That's tama superstition. So then the Gemara says it. That would be a violation of loisa nachashu. A person is like a person is nervous about a black cat walking in front of him. This is tam nichash biyama. It doesn't correspond to anything. So the Gemara says one who's concerned about some narishkeit that doesn't correspond to anything real, to a real suffix sakana, that's a violation of nichush. And one is worried about Friday the 13th, and one is worried about this is a lucky day, this is an unlucky day. The Gemara says there are certain times in the year that attack unhealthy. The Gemara says, Mishnichnasav is what does the Gemara say? No. Reya Mazle. The Gemara says, Hai Ba'isod Islay Dina Bahadi Yakum. If a Yid has a court case with a Nachri, the Gemara says he shouldn't go in Chodesh Av, he should go in Chodesh Ador, because in Chodesh Ador is Barya Mazle, the Mazle of the Eden is stronger. It's a stronger Mazle, so he stands a better chance of winning the case. And the Chodesh Av is Reya Mazle, it's a bad Mazle. So the Gemara says that that's the fact. Okay, the Tanoim had a tradition that that's the fact. But anything that we don't have a tradition on, Friday the 13th, we have no traditions on it. Anything like that. So that the Gemara says that that's a violation of Losa Onena. Losa Onena is Miloshen Ono. Ono means as ma. Or let's say the Gabbai's Doke, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, on the top of the next now. The Gabbai comes right after Havdolah Matzoy Shabbos, he wants to collect Stokas. I say, after full of Vachi, collecting, come tomorrow morning. Or he comes right after davening, the first thing in the day, a guy comes, he says, you owe me $25, I should pay. He says, I don't want to start off my day with paying a choy. Let me start by collecting money, or let me start by business. Let me make some money first, and then I'll pay the choy. So sometimes it'll be a violation of Loisa Nachashu, sometimes it'll be a violation of Loisa Einenu. If he designates that this is not a mazal tikat time, Ushtekin Tanach, that it's not a mazal tikat time. He's making up his own thing, so if he doesn't want to do something because this man is not miserable to it, that's a violation of Loisa Einenu. If he doesn't want to do something not because of this man, but because of this pula per se, he's not a mazal tikat pula, that's a violation of Loisa Einenu. That's a big machlekes in the Rishonim, that many, in the days of the Rishonim, many had a practice like people still have today, to be makbid that the chasana should be meluah shalavana. When the levana is getting bigger and bigger, the first half of the month, I think the Achrayim said till the, I think Rabbi Kivega says till the 18th of the month or something like that. Till the 18th it looks like it's still a full moon, something like that. And then afterwards it's noticeable that it's smaller, getting smaller and smaller, as a similar dova that their love for each other should grow and grow, and it shouldn't wane, it shouldn't decrease. So some Rishonim held that you're not allowed to be makbid on this, getting married dafka in the beginning of the month, because it's a violation of loisa oneinu. He said that this part of the month is mazaldik and the other part of the month is not mazaldik. So in Shulchan Aruch we passed him that it's mutter. It's when you pick the wedding day, it doesn't say you mechuyif to it. It says it's permissible. Now, Achrayim say explicitly, it's permissible to look at a calendar and to try to figure out, well, they want to figure out that it should, there are other considerations also. You want to have, it should be B'tahari, you want to have the Shvigah is expecting a baby. She doesn't want to have the baby in the middle of the chasana. And then the sister is expecting babies. You have so many other considerations. So this is another consideration. You want to have white tablecloths. It's nicer with white tablecloths. Let's say you want to get married next week. You can't get white tablecloths, so you postpone the wedding another week. The caller wants to have a white gown, a nice gown. So you have so many other considerations. So this, you throw in another consideration when you pick the wedding day. So you should try to pick a wedding date as a simen broche in the beginning of the month as opposed to the end of the month. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that it's permissible to be medactic about that. But to place all of your money on that, and let's say one month you can't do it because all the days are taken. Next month you can't do it right there. You postpone the wedding for 4 months because you want to doctor get married at the beginning of the month. That's already questionable. That may already be a violation of Loisei Neinu. If the person is placing so much significance on this man of the chasana, that he's prepared to postpone the wedding for a couple of months just in order to have a tchivas chodesh, that's a question. Because in Shulchan Aruch, that's what the Achrayim point out. It doesn't say that you should do this, it says that it's permissible. The Hungarian Achrayim point this out, that it's permissible to be medactic, but it doesn't say that you're mechuyev to do it. I remember we were learning Baba Basra in the yeshivas, on the first daf of Baba Basra, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to look at also his tackle, the komas chavero, where the other fellow, the one neighbor, one farmer is not allowed to look at the next farm. Yeah, when all the peiros are growing and it's very tall, because they may give an ayin hara. So one of the students said, one of the Talmidim asked Rav Soloveitchik, ayin hara. But I thought the Rambam said there's no such thing as mazikin. So Rav Soloveitchik said, what has it got to do mazikin with ayin hara? The Rambam says no mazikin, there's no shadim, but there is ayin hara. Ayin hara, the Gemara says, 99 out of 100 people died from ayin hara. He thought that was he asked the wrong person. And the Briska so have such a hang up on ayin hara, it's more so than everybody else in the world. I don't know. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the Gemara says Ein Har is an Ein Har, but that's for real. There is such a thing as Ein Har. So these are the side topics on the daf. The Chay V'Chev is the side topic, and the Loisa Nafshe, the Loisa Nele. They're important dinim. It's all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But these are the side topics. The main theme, and the rest of the daf that we're going to have to cover, obviously, next week, is going to be about the issue of Lav Sheim or Maise, that you're not Chayev Chatos. Well, Lav Sheim HaMaisa, you're not Chayv Malkus. Is it the same definition? Lav Sheim HaMaisa is defined the same for Malkus and for Chatos, or does it have a different definition? And what exactly is this rule? of lav shem ma'isa. How would you define a lav shem ma'isa is not chayav chatos? What is considered a lav shem ma'isa? So that we'll have to spend a lot of time next week. Rather, just I'll tell you what I want to do next week. And on the base, on the base, the second tesis we'll have to do. That's a very famous tesis. Then on the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Rif on this Gemara. Shani Adam Zonimim, so they tell you the Rif is on Daf Reishain Gimel Amid Aleph. That's, I think, the old Constantinople edition. It's in our Gemara. The Leah is Daf in Arabic, and they tell you on the side that that's Reishain Gimel Amid Aleph. There's a long Rif. And then there's Melchamas, that's very important. Melchamas by the Ramban on the bottom of the Rif makes the distinction between Malkus and Chatos. And the Ramban refers you to a Ravid, where the Ravid has, he doesn't quote the whole Ravid, the Ravid has a very fascinating Chiddush, a very fascinating Chiddush in the context of this Sugi. So we'll leave that, and next week we'll have to cover these topics. In this week's Sedra you have Avraham Avinu is referred to as Avraham Ho'ivri, and then later on, in later generations, the whole Klal Yisrael is referred to in the beginning of Chumash Mos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Elokei Ho'ivri. And after Yoni says, he's an Ivri, Ivri Anoichi, an Ivri. What's the Losh in Ivri? So the Medrash has two different explanations. Rashi quotes from the Medrash. So the one famous comment in the Medrash is that Kol Olam Kula Me'Ever Echad, Avraham Avinu Me'Ever Hasheni. The whole world is worshipping Avodah Zarah, and Avraham Avinu is the only one who's the monotheist, and he's going against the trend. So that, in a certain sense, is supposed to be the definition of the Klal Yisrael, that we're supposed to stand up for the thing that is right. You're not supposed to go along with the masses. The famous Pasuk says in Mishpat, Ma'acherav Ma'atos, you should always go along with the majority opinion, but L'si'acherav L'rois, if you know that everybody's doing wrong, so you're not allowed to go along with everybody else. You're not supposed to do what's politically correct, you're supposed to do what is absolutely correct. If you know what's right and what's wrong, you don't follow the fact that everybody's doing. The Gemara has a drasha on the Pasuk. You learned the first Mishnah. In order to give an Einish Misa, Din and Nefashis, it's not sufficient. A Reiv of Echad, you have to have a Reiv of Shnayim. If you have a Sanhedrin that consists of 23 Dayonim, and there's a split vote, and it's 12 to 11, so the 12 say Chayim Misa, you can't give an Einish Misa on 12 to 11, you have to have 13 to 10. You have to have at least a Reiv Shnayim. A 13 to 10 is a Reiv of Shloisha. But that's not the Pshuta Shal Mikra. The Pshuta Shal Mikra says, Acharam Lahatas, but Lasi Acharam Leros. You're not allowed to go, Basar Rabim, if you know that they're doing something that's wrong. And the Psukim, Vayibin Soha Ha'orain, so Rashi points out that you have Nunim Hafuchim before and after. So there's some kind of a comment in the Zohar on that Pasuk that's quoted by the Yalkut Horeveni. You know, the Yalkut Shemani has the all irregular in the Droshim. Antana, by one of the Rishonim from Germany, made a Likut of Rav Shimon Adarshan, I think, made a Likut of all the Mamari Chazal and the Joshua son. And then there's a Yalkut Torveni, that's a little bit humorous, always quotes Medrash Pliya, it's always strange comments. On that passage, Vayim Etzoha Aron, so he quotes this passage from the Zohar, I don't think he has on, he just quotes this startling passage from the Zohar, that these Nurim Hafuchim, there's a big Iker in Yiddishkeit. What's the big Iker in Yiddishkeit? So usually the Darshanim say, a Nun in Aramaic means a fish. A Nunim Hafuchim means a fish that's going against the tide. And the Gemara says in Eilu Treifas that the way to tell whether the fish is kosher or treif, the treifa fish don't have a backbone. So if they're going to go against the tide, they're going to get killed. So they always swim along with the tide. Whatever is politically correct, that's what they do. And the kosher fish has a backbone, so it can go against the tide. The whole world is going that way, and the kosher fish goes the other way. So that's the siman of a yid. That's the siman. That's what the Zohar says, that these nunim afuchim represent such an important ikir in Yiddishkeit. As Rav Soloveitchik once held a whole drosha on Parshas Noach, and says, when Noach got drunk, so it says, and then the children realized that there was a problem. So it says, Vayikach shem bo yefes es hasimbo. They should say, Vayikchu, in the plural. Why does it say Vayikach? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, it was really Shem's idea. And then later on, when Yefes realized that it's a nice thing to do, so he also joined along. So there was a basic difference between Shem and Yefes. Chomos, an oizvor, stam an oizvor. But Shem and Yefes, both nice fellows, but Shem did what was right, he knew on his own. The ethics dictates that this is what you have to do. And Yefes, that was a b'china of etiquette. He saw under the circumstances that Shem is doing it, so he decided, rather than to join Chum, he'll join Shem. But if Shem wouldn't do anything, Yefes wouldn't have done anything either. And the Yid has to be like Shem. The Yid has to do the right thing on the raw conditions. He descended from Yosef outside. Who knows who's a descendant from whom? He said, no, I hold like Yosef. Yosef disagreed with the brothers. He had these chaloimus, and the brothers hated him. Vayikanu also, Vayisnu also, they hated him. And er gehalten by Zayitz. He said he knows that these are a nevuah. He knows that the nevuahs are going to be mekuyim. And he stuck to his sheet. And later on, all the nevuahs were mekuyim. So he said, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said.